So, it's Halloween, time for candy, ghost stories, and thoughts of spirits. Throughout history, people have tried to reach out to spirits through seances and Ouija boards. WBUR's Andrea Shea met a Cambridge author who embedded himself in how we've used technology to try to connect with ghosts. What he discovered is uncanny.
Scary movies and shows have long been filled with haunted communication devices, like the toy telephone in the 1960s Twilight Zone episode, Long Distance Call.
I heard her.
Who?
She was there. She was there on the phone. She didn't say anything, but I could hear her breathing.
That left an impression on Peter Biebergall when he was a kid. So did the 80s movie Poltergeist, with its story about spirits entering a family's home through their television.
Of course they're going to use the TV set. This is the hearth of the home.
Biebergall has been studying religion and the supernatural for 20 years. He says throughout history, real people have tried using all kinds of new technologies to cross the veil. Their efforts are the subject of his latest book, Strange Frequencies.
My work is not about trying to prove them wrong or make them look silly. I just want to be able to show how culture, for as long as we have been human, have attempted through ritual, and in this case technology, to interact with some form of the spirit world.
Biebergall traces this back to the 1800s, when the spiritualist movement went viral.
They would say spirits are with us all the time. They're sort of just waiting for us to come up with the right technologies to be able to reveal themselves to us.
The camera's invention gave rise to spirit photography. Victorian-era practitioners said they could capture images of people's dead relatives. After radio broadcasting came along in the early 20th century, researchers scanned its frequencies for paranormal messages. Because Biebergall is like a gonzo journalist of the occult, he even carried out his own experiments.
Do you have any message for me?
He found instructions online to create a ghost-detecting radio.
Did you hear the little skeleton at the very end?
Nowadays, there are the apps. He pulls one up called the Ghost Voice Box Communicator.
Should we ask if there are spirits in the room? It could be on the radio. Sounds like it said, I'm desperate.
While the apps are creepy, Biebergall says the bereaved usually seek comfort when trying to contact those who've been lost. An electronic voice phenomena researcher encouraged him to get more personal by trying to record audio of his father, who'd recently passed away.
And as reasonably skeptical as I am, the last thing I wanted to do was hear the voice of my dead father coming through a tape recorder, right? But in the service of the subject, so that I could better write about it, I decided I would give it a shot.
So Biebergall dug out his father's old reel-to-reel tape machine from storage, set it up, and said,
Dad, if you're here, I'm going to leave the tape recorder on. I'm going to leave if you want to give me a message, and I'll come back and I'll listen.
Biebergall went out to get a cup of coffee and tried to remain neutral.
I do think that even then there was a part of me that was hoping for something. I came home, I turned off the recorder, I rewound it, and I listened. And there was nothing.
Then he amplified the recording through his computer.
Still nothing.
But as Biebergall was about to pack up the recorder, he noticed an old reel. With his wife and son sitting nearby, he threaded the tape through his dad's machine and pressed play.
One, two.
Turns out it was his mother.
When she was probably in her early 20s, singing into this very tape recorder.
Tell me more, more about my eyes, dear.
And my son said, who's that? I said, oh my gosh, that's your grandmother who you never got to meet. She had died a couple of years before he was born. And suddenly, I realized that it did work. that I was in this moment hearing the voice of my mother who had passed away, and my son who had never heard her voice before was hearing it for the first time. And it was just absolutely chilling.
Biebergall says this serendipity opened him up to the mystery of things. He thinks that's what he really wanted. And he'll treasure his father's forgotten machine that brought his mother's voice back to life. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Just say.